Test and test tonight, guys. I hope, because they're really, really interbound. He leaves you hanging. Got it, page 169. Vine, or Daf Pehe. Mashakos of Ram Mamzal. Now, this gets into a machlekes between the Maral and the Rambam. Vine, Mashakos of Ram Mamzal. That which the Rambam writes. We quoted earlier that the Ribbono Shel'olam is the knower and the known, and therefore the Rambam writes that the Ribbono Shel'olam, his essence and his das, are all one mamish achdus pshuta, a perfect unity. V'loy murkev es klal. It's not a composite. You gotta understand that it's almost humorous. That just like we can't understand that in any which way, we're not gonna be able to understand what we're discussing now in any which way either, but we have to at least say the words so that we understand what we don't understand. Okay? It's a mouthful. So, just like we say about the Ribbono Shel Olam, the same thing is true. B'chol midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'b'chol shemosav HaKadosh, the same is true about all of his shemes. I found this to be tremendously helpful. We constantly are talking about the midas. There's days of chesed, and there's days of gevura, and there's times of anger, and then there's shemus. There's a name of midas adin, and there's a name of midas harachmim, and all this kind of stuff. And it can lead to this confusion in the chas v'shalom that the Ribbono Shel Olam is kaviyach nishmat mamal gret, a moody being who has certain times of the year that he's this and he's that, and we can tie into him when he's in this mode, and we can change the mode, and all kinds of stuff. Chas v'shalom. Okay, so here we will come to an absolute muddled understanding of the fact that that is not under... One thing that will be clear is that that's not true. But to come to any clarity is impossible, because ultimately everything we're going to learn is going to be through the lens of human experience. And for us, we are not our names. And we are moody. And we have times that we act in ches and times we act in gvura and so on. So, Kagoin, for instance, Chanan v'Rachum v'Chosid, we find the names of the compassionate one and the merciful one and the pious one. Uki yitzaben chemash nikra chacham. The fact that the Rebbe Shlom is called wise, d'chsiv, it's a pasuk. V'gamu chacham. V'chen ritzoino yisbarach. We find the terms by kaviyachol of ratzon, and he wants. Hashem wants those who fear him. V'chofetz chesed. We find terms like he desires chesed. V'roitze b'tshuva shel rishonim. And he wants the wicked to do tshuva. V'enechofetz b'misasam. And he doesn't want. So now we have a not want. B'misasam. U'b'nishasam in their wickedness. What's more, we find he is a tahor enayim m'rois b'ra. We discussed this last week. About the from the Rav Tzitzuruv that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't see ra. So how does the prosecutor come and report to the Ribbono Shel Olam that a Jew did something evil? He comes and reports that so and so has the opportunity to do tshuva for this and this avera, right? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want to see anything bad. Says the Baal Tanya, Ein ritzoinoi v'chachmasa yumidas chazdei v'rachminusai. We dare not think that his desire, his wisdom, his kindness, his compassion, v'shar midosav, and any other midas, moisifim by ribui v'harkavachas v'shalom, that they can in any which way add to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or add to his composite. Because it is possible for a human being to become a giver, even though they had no relationship to giving until now. They could become kind, and it adds to their personality. So that's how we would, chas v'shalom, look at it. But it adds nothing b'mehusa v'atzmusai to Hashem's essence. Ella, rather. Atzmusai u'mehusai v'ritzoinai v'chachmasai u'binasai v'daitai. His essence, his desire, his wisdom, his understanding, his integration of midas chazdai and his kindness u'gvurosai and his strength. V'rachmenusai and his compassion v'tifatai and his beauty aklula mechazdai v'gvurosai, which is the result of the blend of his chesed and his gvura. V'chein shar midosav, and the same is true of any other midah hakdoshes. Hakel achdus pshuta mamish. It is all a simple unified one. Shehi hi atzmusay umahusay. It is all part of Hashem's essence. It's not an additional thing, and therefore he can't turn it on and turn it off. It is all part of his essence. He'll talk a little bit more about this at the end of Perek Tes. Ukamay shekozav Rambam Zal, and he says, and keep and bear, we have to keep on remembering, as the Rambam writes, shedavazeh ein koyech bepela omroi, the mouth has no way of explaining this. V'leibayz in the shamay, in our ears have no way of hearing it. V'leibaleva adam lakira, and certainly we have no way in our heart to recognize it. Al burya v'ne, with any clarity. Why not? Why are we so limited? Ki adam mitzayer b'sichlei, because the way we operate is everything goes through this mush that we have between our ears. And that's where we imagine all things. Anything we want to understand or have any clarity on, we process everything just as they exist within us. For example, if we decide that we want to imagine what it's going to look like if we want to become a masmid. Imagine if, right? Isn't there, there's a game like that, imagine if. So imagine if, I'd probably have to be a Magoogle another 500 times, but imagine if I was able to develop something called zitzfleish, right? Zitzfleish is a term for having more of a flat bottom. So you could actually sit for more than 5 minutes and do something consistent without breaking, right? So you'd have to create this image in your mind. What would it look like? And what would I be able to accomplish? And all those kinds of things. You have to create in your mind using what the Piasetz, the Rebbe, encourages greatly to do, to use the power of imagination. He loves the power of imagination, right? So, or Mo'oz Chochma. Let's say we want to intellectualize something. We want to understand a mathematical problem. And we want to be able to solve it. So we enter that information into our seichel, a bina, or even the concept of bina. Oidas, oimahus midas chesed v'rachamim. Or certainly if we want to, we're in the mood, or we want to be able to act in kindness, right? Tishrei is coming, so we decided it's now time for us to think about doing nice things for people. So what we do is we imagine these things as if they were in us. So I'm in the mood of doing something nice. So I imagine what it's going to be like, and then I can even apply it to action, right? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is exalted, he's uplifted. What does it mean? Kaddish means he's removed. He's completely, totally separated, ribid above us in tens of thousands of levels, aden gates to infinity. V'tachlis madregis havdolais, levels of separation. He is so completely, totally removed from any category of praise, v'amailas, or advantages, a mila we would call it a mila is a something that one person has over another person, an advantage is a different, better word for it. That any person could begin to imagine in our minds. He says, let me give you an example. He's very good at giving examples. If we had to spell out where this whole process begins for humans, what's the first step? You're going to go all the way back to where the human personality begins. Hiya chachma. The first step of all things is something called chachma. Shalachay nikras reishis. That's why the pasuk calls it reishis, chachma. It's the beginning of all things. It has to sprout with a spark of an idea. Because it is the beginning, it is the source of kol chiyus, any life source, b'nivroim, and in among us creations. Why do I say that? Gimme a chokhma, nimshoch es bina v'das. Because from chokhma, after chokhma, we then can experience understanding, integration, or knowledge. Umehen, and only then, very interesting way he processes this. Umehem nimshoch es kol amidah shebenefesh amaskelis. From the intellect comes the midas. So none of us are ever going to love or fear something that we haven't first intellectually processed on some level. We usually think it's the opposite, that our mind is attracted to something and then our mind works. He says, no, it has to start with an intellectual idea. And then we can develop the like or the dislike or the fear or the relationship to that. It has to start intellectually. He says, I'll prove it to you. Shakutin, a child, Shein by Das, children who are stupid. Sorry, Nachum. Shein by Das, children who don't have Das, is who because Tamid. They're so quick to lose their temper. Well, he's talking actually about toddlers. What's more, Ve'achzari, they can act cruelly. And then let's talk about their love. What do toddlers love? Lollipops. They love things that are stupid. They're cheap. Because they doesn't have the seichel to really love the kinds of things that are worthy of love. Yeah, shahava kif, why? Because, I was going to say apple, but fine. Shahava kifi hadas, because ahava will always be commensurate with the level of das. And therefore, if your das is at lollipops, then that's what the ahava is going to go towards. Then, and only then, after it's gone through the intellectual idea, okay, that's good. That's good, okay? Now I love that. So now I need to go through the process of, all right, how am I going to attain that, right? And then, only then, after it hits the emotions, do I now process organized words and letters of thought? Because we think in language. Our thoughts are actually in the form of words and letters. Sha'nefesh mechasheves bidova shoyheves. Because our nefesh begins to think about those things that we love. Or we actually, how are we going to carry out these acts of kindness and compassion? And the same is true of all other midas. And every thought in the world. Miluveshes ba ezemida. Every thought in the world contains in it some character, hamavia lakshe machshavazu, who brings them to think this thought. This is really wild. Every thought in the world is preceded by a mida that forces that thought. It will first be preceded by an emotion. It says it right here, black and white. What's more, that mida becomes the life force of that thought. And then from the letters put together in the thought, so then one of two things can happen. Either we'll speak about it, and it'll become letters of speech. Then chius and mamish, and then the thoughts become the chius, hopefully, of speech. Those are for people whose speech is actually connected to their minds. Ve'adibor mevilide maisa, and then speech can then be turned into action. Sometimes action can skip the step of speech, and it can go directly from thought to action. For instance, where do you find that speech affects action? The king can command his slaves to give money to a charity cause. So their speech affects action. Now, But even without that, forget about a king commanding anything. But when a person does something himself, what's energizing that? What's the life force behind it? It's the koyach of the soul, hamislabish ba'asiyazu, that's contained behind this action. Who ka'ayin mamish ligab koyach hanefesh v'chiyusa hamislabish b'dibra adam. He says, let's analyze this, okay? Let's take the last action that any one of us took before we came here tonight. So that action had to be sourced by Amida that caused us to want to do it. How would you compare that one energy burst to the klal of neshama that is energizing the person in totality? You would say it's ridiculous. I have 100,000 of those each day. And we live, Baruch Hashem, many years. So that one act which is sustained and energized by the Koyach HaNeshama pales in comparison manifold times to the battery pack of Koyches that I have. Right? You can recharge it, you can plug it in many times, although many of them have like 500 cycles, or whatever, the number of cycles a person has, the number of days a person has, right? So compare that one sliver of koiches that is energizing one act, compare that to the neshama, which is energizing all of them. That's what he's doing here. Take a look at it inside. Back to five lines from the bottom. When a person is doing something himself, the energy source, that is the power pack of this action, you can't compare it at all to the power of the nefesh, that is contained in speech, which is a higher level than action. And then take that up a level now to the neshama itself. And then hopefully thought is far greater than is whatever we're able to get actually to verbalize. And now then compare those letters of thought to the midah that energizes those thoughts. So now we have five levels. You have the action, you have the speech, you have the thoughts that generated the speech, you have the koyach that generated the thought. And then you have the midah to compared to the original chachma, ubina v'das, shekalaluzin huaseichel, which in all, you could take all three of them and pack them into one package called Seichel, shemimena nimshecha midazu, from which comes the actual midah. V'cholze benefesh ha'adam, v'nefesh kol abruim shebechol ha'olamis, alyonim v'tachterim shebekulam ha'chach mureishis ha'makar ha'chiyos. For all creations, it all starts. Every act started with a spark. Okay? So now within the human experience, he just listed five levels. Perek Tes. But now go and compare that experience to Hashem. That level of chachma, which is the initial spark that motivates and first starts the process of human experience. He's safe by Satzlai. That's already the end result by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our beginning is the end result. What's the last thing? What do you mean? Dehainu, that is to say, shenechsheves kedichsiv, shenechsheves keilu b'chinas madreges asiyah ligav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chachma for Hashem is considered as if it is action for us. That's how low down on the pole it is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? He's just trying to draw the sea of distinction between human experience and godly experience. What for us is the beginning is already for HaKadosh Baruch Hu the end stage. You've made everything with Chachma. You're already using the term Asiya with Chachma. That is to say, comparing the category of life source that's all the way down in the system of physical action, compared to the chiyus of chachma, she reishes a makar chiyus ba'adam, which is the beginning of the process by a human, and all physical gash, all creations. Shuka'ain, which we discussed earlier, is the mamish nothing compared to chiyus shabaisis hadibe. Shuka'ain, the gabach chiyus shabaisis machshava. Shuka'ain, the gabach chiyus of milas hamidais with chad gadia, right? Which is so the chiyus which exists in the end stage, which is nothing compared to the stage before that, which is nothing compared to the letters of thought, which is virtually nothing compared to the source of it all. Of the midah shemenim shemachshavazu shuka'ayin the gabachius of milas madegas hachachma bina v'das, which is nothing compared. How many thoughts can a person have in a lifetime? Billions and billions of thoughts. Mikara midas. Kain mamish, must we understand erech madregas u'milas hachachma, this tremendous elevated stage of Chachma Shureishis and Makarachios, which is the beginning of our worldly experience. It's not just in our world of Asiya, but even in the highest world of Atzilis, is Legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvoide B'Atzmai HaMeroimem U'Misnase Ribir Vavis Madregis Roimem Es Yoisim Roimem Es Madregis HaChachma. We got to understand that the last level by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is millions and millions of levels above the first level of human experience. So what he gave us was a little bit of a smacking of, at least within our own experience, our actions compared to the essence of our very first spark of thought. We understand how many levels removed it. And Rachmana Litzlan, people who don't have those middle levels are in institutions. Right, people who act impulsively on those thoughts without going through any of the midas, or people whose midas are out of whack with their, those are Nebuch people who are very sick. So there's a process, and we know that it has to go through the levels of those processes. So what those processes are for us, we need to understand, is ein areich. There's no limit to the number of steps that exist vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only, to use as a small mushal, that even within human experience, no thinking person would say that one action is in any which way definitive of the person's neshama. Right? That's crazy the way we could have billions of thoughts. So our action should be, you know, would you say that's the person's thought? For sure not. So too must we understand that the Rebbe gave us all that to understand how far it is to begin to have a glimpse into the essence of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates.
But Hashem is not so. It is a single action.
No, because why is it not so? Because the Rebbe Shem has no, for human beings, each one of these things is a hisafa. Every good thought I have adds to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not that way. It's all part. He's going to say that now. Is like, go back to the God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoydi ba'atzmei, compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, HaMirom, the line begins with HaMirom, HaMisnas, Ribir Vavais, tens of thousands, Madregas of levels, Raimimis Yoisim, Raimimis Madregas HaChachma, far earlier than any level of Chachma, Abchinas HaChiyu Shabasiya, over the initial life force which exists in the world of Asiya, Shiraimim is Chamesh Madregas Levad. For our terms, all I elucidated earlier, he says, is only five levels. Right? Shad Madregas Pchinis Asiya V'dibur V'machshav O'midis. I went through V'seichel. I went through five levels. Avol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem, Ramu Misnase Madregas Hachochma Revavais Madregas, infinite number, tens of thousands of levels, Ki'ilu Ad Ein Kates, levels upon levels till infinity. Now, Rak, only, Mipnei Shei Minivroim Koyach Lahasig, due to the fact that even though we are the brightest group of people that have ever lived, we all understand that, right? We all acknowledge that. But despite that, each of us can't grasp Rak Hishtalshlis Mimadegis Chachma. We can't go back any earlier in our experience than Chachma. That's it. That's where it stops for us. That's the first blitz. Right? Lemadregis Asiya Hashvela. And the lowest we could go down for us is five levels later to action. Lekach anu aimrim, for this reason we say, page 172, shelagabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when it comes to Hashem, nechsheves madregas hachachma, for Him, our earliest stage of chachma is kimadregas asiya mamish, is like action itself. Dehainu, I love when he uses that. This is where Fox gets it from. Dehainu, loyma, that is to say, shuram v'nisa v'nale ilu rav mo'id mo'id, the Rebbeinu Shleim is removed and exalted and elevated infinitely more mimadregas hachachma, even far earlier than our earliest stage. To what degree? To the point where our earliest stage is His last stage. V'leishayich klal liyaches etz leishum inyena misyaches lechachma. We cannot attribute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu any concept which would even be limited to our highest level of chachma. Afilu b'derech ma'ilu v'ilu rav. Even if we're doing it in the most complimentary way. Kigoyin le'marolov. This is unbelievable. For instance, to say about Hashem, when we want to speak complimentary of Hashem, we say that even Einstein can't grasp Chachmas Hashem. Even Lahavdil Elav Avdos, the Chazanish, who do you want to use as somebody who's very, very smart? Whatever. Even the rugged jumper can't grasp the Chachmas of Hashem. So he says, you're not allowed to talk that way. Why not? Look what he says. They can't grasp His Chachma, His wisdom, or His essence. So he says, think about this a second. Kinyan ha-hasaga. What'd you say? You use the term hasaga. What does hasaga mean? To grasp, right? Now, do you normally say that that idea is so solid that I'd be able to pick it up in my right hand? If somebody would say that to you, you would wish them a refuah shleima. Why? Because ideas are not graspable, right? It's like somebody who says, ah, that music smells so good, right? You got the wrong tools. You're in the wrong geder. You're in the wrong erech. It's not, you're not in the same league, right? We use that term loosely. You're not in the same park. So he says, ki inin hasoga, this concept of grasping something, which is actually a really good term here, you could use it about something which is intellectual, loima, to say, you either could grasp it, or you can't grasp it. Right? We have so many people, I love watching this, in a class of people. So you have, generally speaking, people who love mathematics, and then you have those of us who, the minute the Gemara starts a sugya that deals with anything more than the number five, we become comatose, right? You have some people who have this with kodshim. You have some people who have this with taharas. You have some people who have it with nezikin, right? In every area, everybody's got their concept. You talk about a certain thing, and somebody will perk up, and then the other people go to sleep. they have a grasp in a certain category of chachma. Abba Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when you're talking about the Rebbeinu Shlom, Shulamayla min haseichah v'chachma, he has no shaykhis to the musig of seichel or chachma. You can't say about him, he's not, is a double negative. He's not graspable because he's too deep. He's not graspable because he has no shaykhis to being grasped. It's not an idea. It's not something which is shaykh to taste or to hear or to intellectualize. Somebody wants to be complimentary to God and says, oh, he's so deep you can't grasp him. It's like saying about some deep trigonometry thing. You can't, it's very deep trigonometry. Your mamish can't, you can't feel it when it's on the table. Because it's so deep. Anybody who hears the guy's going to laugh at him. You're an idiot. The concept of feeling something, of holding something, you can speak about that when you're dealing with something physical. Hanitvesis, be a dime that you can hold in your hand. So too must we drive through our heads. We must understand that when we're dealing with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Madreges HaSeichel VeHasaga, the form of intellect or grasping is kasiya gashmias mamish, is like something physical. He says, I'm not even telling you this about human beings. I'm telling you this about chachma in olam atzilus, about the highest wisdom in the highest world. It can't grasp God because it's not in the same parsha. It's not in the world of being graspable. It's not because of our limitation. It's not because we're stupid humans. It's because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not in any geder. He's not in the field. It's not shaykh to talk to him about that way. So those are all made with chachma. They're all made with chachma. How can they possibly grasp the one that made them? What are we, like 8 lines from the bottom here? Ah, you're going to say what Mendel asked before, we find that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is called a Chacham. That you can use the term Chacham. Bakosov, in the Psukim, Megam Chazal, Kidolay Madegas of Milas Chacham, we find even Chazal referred to his wisdom. Hainu Mishum, listen to this, this is critical. Hainu Mishum Shum Mikayra Chachma. Any attribute that we're talking about, chesed, gura, tiferes, chachma, splendor, whatever it is, and we attribute it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because he is the source. Baruch Ata Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the source. Shememenu Yizbach Nimshach V'netzal Muhus Madregas Chachma Yiloh, because from him comes forth, flows forth, this concept of Chachma Yiloh, Sheba Elam Atzilus, this highest Chachma. V'chein Rachum, same is true of compassion, V'chosed, and piety, Hashem Shum Mikoyer HaRachim V'chsodim, because he is the source of compassion and of mercy. They all stem from him. They all emanate from him. But the way, the process of how they flow from him, eich, how, uma, and why, and how you do all the maskilim, that the maskilim know. Meaning, stop trying. Vine, ein lanu esik ministaris, says the Baal Tanya. I don't know anything about Kabbalah. Right? How does that leave us? Ach, these are like, these words should be hung up in every besmedrash. Ach, haniglais lanu, that which is revealed that we need to know, is lahamin amuna shalema, to believe with a simple faith. Simple faith. A conviction, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and everything that emanates from him are one. Da'ainu, that is to say, midosef shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's attributes, v'ritzoino in his desires, v'chachmosa in his wisdom, u'binosa in his understanding, v'daitoi and his integration, im mehusai v'atzmusai, are one with his essence, hamireimam levade, which is completely exalted, reimamus enkates, in a way which is infinitely beyond us, mibchinas chachma v'secha v'asog, of any wisdom, of any understanding, of any grasp, u'lechein, and for this reason, Gam Yehudai, this unity that we're talking about, Shem Yisyachidim Midayisav, that the Rebbeinu Shlom is one with his Midas, Shehetzel Mi'ito Yisroch, that he allows to flow from him, Gam Kein Eine B'Bchinas HaSoga. We cannot grasp the Midas either. Lahasik Eich Misyachid Bohem. To try to understand how he is one with his Chesed is going to be impossible. Ulachain Nikru Midaisav Shalakadish Baruchu Shaina Sviris Bizaya Kadish. Therefore these Midas that are referred to in the Zohar of Roza de Mehemnusa, they are the secret of his Emuna. When is Emuna needed? She Emuna Shalamaila Minasechel. Emuna is required when something is beyond the intellect. And that's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with something which is beyond the intellect, and it's beyond the intellect because it is so different from the human experience. And anything which is beyond the human experience requires emunah. All right.